Types of order channels and distribution strategies. Order channels include direct sales. The sales force contacts current or potential customers via email, phone, social media, etc. DC/wholesale/retail locations, websites, customer service phone numbers, and chat lines, and so on, as shown in Exhibit 3-13. Order channels may be supported by advertising on the internet and in trade journals, direct mailings, etc. Some order channels are inherently more expensive to offer than others, and organizations will determine which ones to develop and maintain at a strategic level. Distribution strategies determine at a high level how full truckload, TL or FTL, and less than truckload, LTL, orders will get to retail stores or directly to customers, and how parcel orders from e-commerce will be fulfilled for parcel delivery or customer pickup. The strategies shown in Exhibit 3-13 are discussed more shortly. Exhibit 3-13, Order Channels and Distribution Strategies. The type of distribution strategy that a supply chain adopts will have a huge impact on facility location decisions and the number of facilities. Distribution strategy is determined during strategy formation. However, some tactical choices on distribution networks to use or order fulfillment channels to include in the network can be made during network design. Each type of strategy and network, by virtue of how it is structured, will perform at different levels on the key dimensions that impact customers' satisfaction levels: distribution intensity, customer service level, product assortment, product availability, delivery time, channel complexity, inventory cost, transportation costs, and channel facilities. A strategic analysis of the network will help determine what distribution functions are needed, which can include determining what functions each DC needs to perform and at what level of intensity to improve total costs. More distribution nodes of the right kinds will reduce transportation costs, but will also create more fixed costs that need to be justified by transaction volumes. The basic functions of any distribution network are as follows. Sortation. This process involves sorting out how goods should be stored or shipped, from sorting out different sizes of shirts to sorting out different batches of perishable products so the whole unit has the same expiration date. Accumulation. This process involves accepting goods from multiple suppliers or DCs and accumulating them for multiple customers' orders. The alternative, direct deliveries between all suppliers and customers, would be far more shipments. Consolidation is a type of accumulation. Allocation. This process involves allocating inventory to specific customer orders and includes allocating inventory to smaller order sizes using break bulk functions. The degree of break bulk allowed at the facility will influence its costs. For example, what type of picking, pallet, layer, case, and or each, and what type of shipping options, TL, LTL, and or parcel, will the DC provide? Assortment assembly. This process involves accepting bulk shipments and then mixing assortments of products for specific customers, such as retail stores. It can also refer to providing assortments of products to consumers for one-stop shopping, for example, Amazon grocery stores. Various types of distribution strategies are discussed next, each having different levels of service outputs: break bulking, spatial convenience, waiting and delivery time, variety and assortment, and channel design intensity, market penetration, distribution integrative distribution. Integrated fulfillment. Exhibit 3-14 shows how an integrated fulfillment model uses the same DCs for both TL and less than truckload, LTL, orders sent to retailers using pallet, layer, and case picking, and parcel shipping using order picking of cases and eaches. Independent parcel carriers might be used for the parcels. This model can be used to leverage an existing retail DC network to add internet parcel fulfillment without incurring large capital expenses, new DCs, so it has low startup costs. The workforce can also be leveraged for both tasks to increase DC throughput, more revenue to cover fixed DC expenses. Exhibit 3-14, Integrated Fulfillment. However, changing the minimum pick quantity from cases to eaches makes the process much more labor-intensive than what a pallet, layer, case-picking operation requires. The change often requires entirely new processes and equipment to make it efficient, such as the need for a new type of pick face for broken case operations. Such modifications would need to still be more cost-effective than making a new DC, and would need to be able to be accommodated within the existing DC floor space without hindering retail fulfillment. According to Grant et al. In Sustainable Logistics and Supply Chain Management, the tipping point for online orders requiring more distribution space is when these orders are 10% of all orders or more. There can also be conflict over who should be allocated inventory, the retail location or internet orders. Dedicated fulfillment. Exhibit 3-15 shows how some organizations are adding online order fulfillment by establishing separate DCs that specialize in online order fulfillment only. The existing retail distribution network in this case needs no changes and specializes in efficient order picking and shipping for retail fulfillment. The online order fulfillment center network specializes in labor-intensive each's picking and parcel shipping, but can add robotics, specialized pick faces, and specialized methods of moving and consolidating orders to make this channel much more efficient. Exhibit 3-15, Dedicated Fulfillment. While this method enables efficiency through specialization, it requires a large capital expense for the new DCs, plus duplication of workforce and inventories. The workforce cannot necessarily be shared between the two DC types. However, order fulfillment centers can hold a much larger line of inventory than the retail stores carry. Outsource fulfillment, for example, pool fulfillment. There are many different levels of outsourcing fulfillment since some or all of the echelons could be outsourced. Here we will focus on pool fulfillment, which often has an outsource component. As seen in Exhibit 3-16, pool fulfillment is often used by smaller retailers who cannot receive full TLs of inventory at each store on a regular basis. A group of retailers form a pool that is based on geographic proximity or optimum delivery routes. A third-party DC accepts LTLs or TLs comprised of multiple retailer orders from the retail DC and then mixes the inventory into assortments per retail store. It then loads multiple LTL orders to form a TL and sends this on a milk run, a multi-stop run that drops off an LTL shipment at each location on its run. Pool fulfillment enables efficient deliveries of TLs/LTLs for line hauls, an effective TL for the stem distance of a milk run, and a regular schedule of LTL deliveries for the drop distance for retailers. A common delivery schedule is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Exhibit 3-16, Pool Fulfillment, Direct Store Delivery. Direct store delivery involves a manufacturer directly restocking retail locations, bypassing any retail distribution centers the retailers may use for other products they sell. This model is often used for perishable shelf-stable products with mass consumer appeal, such as snack chips, soda, and beer to small retail convenience stores, kiosks, grocery stores, liquor stores, and so on. The manufacturer will need enough manufacturing or distribution center locations of its own that are close enough to enable efficient direct deliveries to each market location. Drivers might be independent contractors or employees. They may need a private fleet of trucks or vans per location, or independent contractors may need to be owner/operators. The manufacturer performs vendor-managed inventory, VMI, for the products, including taking inventory and removing outdated product on the shelves as they deliver new products. Since the inventory does not go through the retailer's DC, there is significantly less inventory in the network, and the time between manufacture and stocking on a retail shelf is shorter. It is important for perishable products to be placed in locations where they can be purchased rather than spending time in a DC where they cannot be purchased. Delivery staff also provide merchandising materials to the stores and collect competitive pricing data related to competitor products. The retailer may not have as much visibility regarding these products. Store fulfillment. Exhibit 3-17 illustrates the store fulfillment model, which dedicates retailer DCs to retail fulfillment only and relegates online order fulfillment to retail stores. Retail employees pick internet orders and ship them as parcels or create a location for the customer to pick up the order in the store. If items are in stock, picking can be from store shelves with a short lead time. Customers can be assured that the item is allocated to them prior to heading to the store. Pickup in store also saves the retailer shipping expenses or needing to pass on these costs. This method has lower capital expenses, no new DCs, can leverage the retail workforce, and the retail stores can be used for returns. Retailers can use this method to balance their workload by picking orders for delivery during off-peak times. Exhibit 3-17, Store Fulfillment. This model can have inconsistent service levels since retail employees may have multiple roles or be poorly trained in picking. Retail stores may or may not get the revenue from these internet sales, which could be a point of contention. Inventory needs real-time visibility and order allocation integration, and inventory priority in person versus online is an issue. Flow-through fulfillment. Exhibit 3-18 shows how flow-through fulfillment is very similar to store fulfillment, except that the retailer DC handles all parcel orders for online delivery or for pickup in store. The retailer DC does not ship parcels to customers directly, but instead sends them to the applicable retail store location, who then provides in-store pickup of these parcels or arranges for parcel shipping for last-mile delivery. Retailer DCs can consolidate parcels such as by adding them to regular LTL or TL shipments. The retailer does not need to do any picking or allocating of inventory, but does need a location for parcels to be held for pickup or forwarding to parcel shippers. Inventory status and allocation do not need to be integrated. Inventory not normally carried at the retail store can be made available for pickup in this way. Exhibit 3-18, Flow-through Fulfillment. The flow-through fulfillment model requires customers to wait longer for their orders since in-store inventory is not being picked. Comparison of distribution strategies. Exhibit 3-19 compares the distribution strategies discussed in this topic. A tactical analysis can reveal how to rebalance some of the trade-offs inherent in a given method to make the channel a better fit for a given customer segment, such as altering how much of a particular type of inventory is held at a central DC versus at local DCs. This would depend on how much value the customer segment places on reducing lead time relative to the value they place on price. In other cases, it may be best to develop additional order fulfillment channels or use the existing channels of other supply chain partners. For example, an individual homeowner customer segment might be a good fit for a manufacturer to DC to retailer channel to select from a variety of home improvement products, while an apartment builder customer segment will want to order TL shipments of one standard product. The latter customer will be better served by manufacturer storage with direct delivery. Satisfying this very different customer segment without needing to develop a new supply chain could be done simply by leveraging the supply chain capabilities of manufacturers.